time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 16th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. First Lady Jill Biden will fly into the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport Thursday for a brief visit to Healdsburg. After touching down around 2:15, she'll head to the home of Barbara Grosecci and Tony Crabb, owners of Puma Springs Vineyards, for a meet-and-greet fundraiser lasting about an hour. Her busy schedule then takes her on to Salt Lake City later in the day, then Park City, back to California, and finally on to Ohio on Friday. Donald Trump has scored a record-setting win in the Iowa caucuses, with his rivals far behind. With 91% of the vote in, Trump won 51% of the vote. DeSantis was a close second with 21%. Nikki Haley close behind and third at 19%. Coming in a distant fourth was Vivek Ramaswamy, who then dropped out of the race. A woman was killed Monday while riding her bicycle on steep mountain roads in Sonoma County. The crash happened just before 1:30 on Hauser Bridge Road, west of King Ridge Road. The CHP believes the woman was riding at an unsafe speed and did not slow down when the roadway curved. Her bicycle hit a downed tree and fell off the roadway. Her name has not yet been released. In sports, the Buffalo Bills topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17 in a cold and frigid game. Then later in the nightcap, the Tampa Bay Bucks beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Warriors. And your forecast, cloudy with pockets of fog to start the day, then rain moving in, heaviest this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-50s, look for around a half an inch. Rain ends tonight, then a little breezy, overnight lows in the 40s. Areas of very dense fog tomorrow, then partly cloudy with upper 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Listen up, Sonoma County. There's a new sheriff in town. And cockroaches, ants, mice, termites, it don't matter to him. He's here to run them all straight out of town. Geoco Pest Control is here, Sonoma County, and they're laying down the law. When you call Geoco Pest Control, those no-good varmints and pesky insects are as good as dead. The posse at Geoco are the best in the biz, fully licensed and insured, and ready to track down any pest problems you can shoot at them. I just look at their reviews. Nothing but happy campers. Commercial or residential, if you're having a pest problem and you don't call Geoco Pest Control, well, you might just be plum crazy. Call today, 707-658-1282, or check them out on the old interwebs. Now get along, little doggy.
Geoco Pest Control, locally owned and family operated, a division of Joe Bikini Construction, online at giocopestcontrol.com.
If you're a human resource professional, recruiter, or business owner, you should have another title after your name, Assistant CFO. It's true. Every person that you hire has a direct impact on the profitability of your organization. Hire well, and profitability increases. Hire poorly? Well, that's not good. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
102.7 The Wolf.
Got a bunch of good stuff lined up for you as we kick off another hour of America's Greatest Hits. It's Rick Michaels with Elton John, U2, Huey Lewis in the News coming up. Also, War on the way. Eddie Money, some Aerosmith, Steve Winwood, the Eagles, and Wham as well. And we're going to rewind the year 1975. This hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Don't you ever come around here? Don't wanna see you. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked up the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross, but the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Without you,
Get another update on the roadways showing signs of picking up a little bit from the Hodgin and Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Surface streets clogged between Pengrove and Rohnert Park. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Taco Bell. We have a crash along Allen Drive right at Petaluma Hill Road. It is causing major delays in both directions of Petaluma Hill Road between Valley House and Curtis Drive. It's a good place to avoid altogether. Your major highways look just like a commute. Northbound 101 packed in from Rohnert Park Expressway to College Avenue. Southbound coming out of Fulton. Nothing but brake lights from Hopper Avenue into downtown between Windsor and Highway 12. You're going to spend about 14 minutes. In the morning, Taco Bell keeps it toned down and simple, like the breakfast crunch wrap with fluffy egg, sausage, melty cheese, and crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla. Nothing too wild, just delicious. Taco Bell breakfast served until 11 a.m. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
That I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things all at a quarter to three? When they play their music, ooh, that modern music, they back it with a lot of style, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really drives them wild. They say the heart of rock and roll is your beating, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the other may be everyone should see. Neon lights and the pretty, pretty girls all dressed so scantily. When they play their music, that hard rock music, they back it with a lot of flash, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really kicks them in the. They say the heart of rock and roll is still beating, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the
Wolf.
We
Rewinds 1975.
New York City narrowly staves off financial collapse. The Steelers defeat the Vikings in the Super Bowl. In Sonoma County, the music festival at Cal State Sonoma features Pablo Cruz and the Sons of Champlin. The opening act was a group no one had ever heard of called Journey. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds 1975.
Seven, the Wolf. It's Rick Michaels. Now, this is crazy. Louis Vuitton is now selling a sandwich bag for $3,100. Now, it's not actually a brown paper bag. It is shaped like one, though. It's made of cowhide leather and designed by Barrel. And still, $3,100.
I hate to sleep alone. I need some.
for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 16th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has a manhunt on their hands. They're looking for 33-year-old Michael Anthony Jones of Fort Bragg, who was suspected in two shootings over the weekend. The first was Saturday when Jones got into an argument with another man over stolen property and fired a gun at him. Fortunately, he was not injured. The second shooting was Sunday morning when they were called to a different home, only to find the same victim, a 62-year-old man, but this time with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was treated at a local hospital for an injury that was non-life-threatening. Jones is 5 feet 11 inches tall and 175 pounds. He has brown hair, hazel eyes, and a tattoo on the right side of his neck. Anyone who sees him, contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office.